It's around this time of year that we look back at the year that was, look forward to the year ahead, but right now, look up. The Boeing 747 once ruled the skies. They were the most popular passenger airplanes in the world, romanticized as a way to travel and a way to escape in style.
Some of the most romantic hideaways in all the world are only hours away in a Boeing jetliner.
But that era may now be coming to an end. At the time of the 747's launch in 1969, airports were asking for bigger planes because more and more Americans wanted to fly. Boeing responded with the 747, a massive plane with two decks and an in-flight lounge that could be reached by a spiral staircase. But today's demand for the 747 is a far cry away from those beginnings. This year, Boeing received a total of 5 new orders for the plane. Carolyn Adolph is economics reporter for member station KUOW in Seattle, and she documented the rise and fall of the aircraft that was once called Queen of the Skies. She told me why the 747 may now be headed for a soft landing.
Turns out it's too big and it's too heavy. Those 4 engines that used to be so perfect for those movies where one of the engines would stop working and another one and you still had 2 and then you could go down to 1 and you could still fly. Those engines weigh a lot, and airlines are increasingly demanding fuel economy, and they really prefer a 2-engined plane. And the other thing is it's got a lot of seats, and airlines are preferring to not have that kind of pressure, having to sell all of those tickets for every single flight. So smaller planes just are selling more.
Now, Carolyn Adolph, you spoke to a fellow named Barry Latter. Who is Barry Latter?
Barry Latter is an engineer who came from Britain in the 1960s, and he was one of the original engineers on the 747. So back in the mid-60s, he immigrated here to help build this plane.
So my wife and I and one son at that time came here to Seattle on the 3rd of January of 1966. I had the privilege of working with that program for the next 12 years.
Does this mean that you were one of the Incredibles?
Absolutely.
Carolyn Adolph, what's an Incredible down at Boeing?
An Incredible is being part of that original team of guys who were working night and day for years to get this plane developed. Remember, people didn't know before the 747 was built that you could build this big of a plane. And Boeing managers, they would walk guys out to their cars and say, look, go home and just go home and get some rest. And these guys would drive around the block, maybe park and sleep somewhere, but then drive right back and get back to work. So they were on fire to build this plane.
And Barry Latter told you a story that really kind of got into my visual memory. Anybody who's driven on I-5 outside of Seattle past Boeing headquarters and that test runway there can relate to this statement that Barry Latter gave you.
People were stopped. They'd parked their cars on the side of the freeway and they were looking down at the airplane saying, you know, something this big can't fly.
Well, it sure did fly, not just physically, but economically for Boeing, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when we couldn't pop planes out of the factory door fast enough here to feed world demand. It was a highly successful plane, and it completely changed people's ideas about how they could live because they could travel suddenly to so many more places, and the ticket prices were affordable.
Carolyn Adolph, before I let you go, look, I cover Washington, D.C. I have for years. Air Force One is a 747. Air Force One has to be a Boeing 747. You can't picture it being anything else.
Well, you know, and that's it. Boeing is not saying it's abandoning this line. It's just saying that, hey, in the last year, we only made 5 of these planes. And we have a new plane, the 777X, which looks like it's going to be very successful because it's that one notch smaller. But no, I mean, the Air Force One is a 4-engine plane because the Secret Service really is comfortable with that idea. So that leaves 2 planes they can buy, a 747 or the French plane, the Airbus 380.
I have a pretty good idea which one they better go with, Carolyn Adolph. Redundancy is what the Secret Service calls for. And Boeing getting some redundancy, hopefully, to replace the magical, the mythical 747, starting to go into the twilight of its career. Economics reporter Carolyn Adolph from KUOW in Seattle. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.